Oh, what fun we had last week out at the high school basketball regional tournaments. And so thankful today we are here to rehash all that with you. I'm Case Kiefer alongside Ray Brewer, PSN, Prep Sports Now, presented by the Nevada Department of Public Safety. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel. Coming to you a day late this week because we wanted the play-in games to finish last night so we could talk about this state tournament. And also good news, the microphone situation is officially resolved. Knock on wood, hopefully something doesn't go wrong.
Yeah, I've decided to move slightly over to the microphone that's turned on, and hopefully today everybody will be able to hear me. Thanks for your patience.
Exactly. Well, last week really lived up to the hype, I'd say. On the Sunset side, we got the game that everyone wanted for the third time, Gorman and Centennial, to see who would go automatically to the state tournament. Gorman wins by two. Centennial just went crazy in the second half and came back after not looking too good in the first half. And then it was as wide open in the Sunrise as we thought as well. A three seed, Canyon Springs, comes out. They beat Valley in the finals to advance to the state tournament.
Yeah, the Sunrise, I think Valley coach Farnsworth told me, said it best. He says it's whatever team gets the hottest. Foothill hadn't lost a league game. They get knocked out by Valley. Canyon Springs was the four seed 3 weeks ago. Now all of a sudden they've won 7 of 8 games to make the state tournament. And Valley, a team that I liked, ends up losing 4 of its last 6 games to have its season in, even though they led by 7 midway through the third quarter in the Sunrise Championship against Canyon Springs last Friday and had a 10-point second quarter lead yesterday against Valley, I mean against Centennial in the play-in game. So a lot of balance, Keith.
Yeah, I think some of these teams, as great as Canyon Springs has been, and they totally deserving, I think some of these teams in the state tournament are actually happy that Valley didn't get theirs. I think talent-wise, they would probably be number one out of the Sunrise. Do you disagree?
I would agree with you. I really think that Gorman, Centennial, and Hug from Reno are more welcoming to a young Canyon Springs team that, while they're hot and they've peaked, they clearly don't have the horses that that Valley has.
Right, and you mentioned one team I just had a quick thought on while you were saying it. Foothill. God, I just feel like these guys are snake-bitten. I mean, we've covered basketball kind of in-depth 3 years now, and 2 years ago they lose on a buzzer beater to the eventual state champions. Last year they finally break through and get to the regional finals, but it's the year when there's not a play-in game. Then this year they're undefeated in the division, without their best player, by the way, who tore up his knee or something, was out for the year, and they run into the most talented team in the semifinals and don't even get a chance at the state tournament. I feel bad for Foothill at this point.
Yeah, and just a really physical game against Valley in the semifinals. A lot of fouls called both ways. And Case, Foothill had been that team that really relied on the outside shot, and they weren't hitting them with as much frequency as before. Austin Starr ends up fouling out. In fact, Foothill had no three-pointers until late in the first half, when Star hit back-to-back shots. So just an un-Foothill-like performance. Despite Elijah Smith, I think he went for 28, went down in a blaze of glory.
Right, and I guess the major storyline, I think you wrote about a couple times out at the Sunrise, kind of the birth of a new star, right, for Canyon Springs. Jordan Davis, who wasn't even on the varsity team all year, comes up as a sophomore and just really is kind of the force that gets this team into the state tournament.
Yeah, Jared Davis's younger brother, and he's been the spark that Canyon Springs needs. They lose Shaquille Carr, and who is a top 100 recruit for the class of 2014 and has a UNLV scholarship offer. Jordan Davis steps right in, and the kid caught fire in the playoffs. 28 to lead him in the championship game against Valley. I think he scored maybe 11 straight in the second quarter. He's went off in the second quarter of the semifinal against Vegas and the final against Valley. And you're right, he's a new star that was born. In fact, on my Twitter account, at RayBrewer21, I said he's the best sophomore in town behind a guy named Zimmerman.
Right, and while we're talking, I guess not stars being born, but stars just blossoming, Zimmerman was unbelievable at the Sunset Regionals. I think he had at least 15 rebounds both games and at least 20 points. I mean, the kid just
he blocks shots as well.
And yeah, alter shots like every single shot. I mean, I was always impressed with the kid. I always liked him, but I just feel like even through the course of this year, which is hard to believe just for high school basketball considering he's playing year-round, I feel like he's improved a lot and gotten even better to where he really is that five-star, you know, top 10 guy.
Fourth in the nation now, according to ESPN, for his class.
Top five guy. Yeah.
Top five guy. What really impressed me was Zimmerman, who, admittedly, I wasn't as big of a fan of until this year, is his ability to pass in the post. And I'll go as far to say that Centennial Gorman, which we'll likely see for the state championship game on Friday, the fourth time they've met. Remember, K-Centennial's led in the fourth quarter of all three meetings. I really think if you took Zimmerman out of the equation for Gorman, Centennial would have a clear advantage. I think he makes that big of a difference. Centennial really doesn't have anybody with that size or that's willing to kind of bang around and match Zimmerman. And if I were them, I would try to go at the guy early and see if you could get him into some blocking fouls, maybe take him out of the equation a little bit, because if you can't find a way to get this kid on the bench, he's killed you three times. You're better than Gorman in the backcourt. The Allen twins are better than Muhammad and Robothan. No doubt about it. Okay, Trey Kennedy on the wing is hit and miss for Gorman. You could balance him out. You know, Khalil, if you take Khalil Thompson and the Allen twins against Kennedy, Robothan, and Muhammad, Centennial, I think everybody agrees, is a clear-cut favorite, right?
Yeah, I could see a game where the Gorman guys have better, but I would definitely take the Centennial. If you're telling me I can take three guys, I'll take the Centennial.
More
guys.
Times than not, because of Marcus Allen and how elite he is, I think Centennial wins that 3-on-3. Now, when you go inside on the post, it's Big Zim just dominating, and Centennial doesn't have a player with the size or the talent to match him.
Yeah, here's the thing, though, and I agree with you. If you take Zimmerman out of this game, I would take Centennial without even thinking about it, even though Gorman does have other big guys coming off of the bench. Some guys don't even get off the bench that are big. The problem for me for Centennial is, and not to be a knock on the rest of their players, but I feel like for some reason, and this makes no sense because he's half his size, but Austin Turley's the only guy that does a decent job guarding him. If you look at when Gorman went on some of their runs in that second half when Centennial came back, it's when Turley had to come out of the game when he got a foul or something. I guess it's just because he's physical and he's not afraid to get, you know, into some contact down there. But I feel like he's the only guy, if I'm Coach Todd Allen, that I'm confident mm-hmm. in guarding Zimmerman. And Zimmerman's still going to get his points against Turley, too.
And what I like about Turley is that he's got that upper body strength. He's, you know, varsity guy for 3 years in football as well. So he's really logged his hours in the weight room. And I think other players are being pushed around by Zimmerman, who, in addition to being bigger than them, he might be stronger than him. But I don't think he's stronger than Turley. I think if you laid them both down on a bench press, Turley would win the bench press. And I just think that, you know, maturity, an 18-year-old kid against a 16-year-old kid, you really see the difference there. Now, Zimmerman, ton of more basketball skills, a whole foot bigger. I like the Turley kid. I mean, he's, you know, got some bad knees, but he's like that kid, and I think I've said this before, that you're going to play in the rec leagues that has that's going to sweat on you in the first minute, and you're going to be like, oh, great. I got to take a shower now after the game.
Yeah, you have used that before, and I'm not by any means saying that Turley shuts Zimmerman down or anything. Zimmerman still gets his, but I feel like it seems like Zimmerman has to work a lot harder when Turley's in, where it seems like he just kind of has his way when he's out of the game. Yeah, so it looks like we're expecting to see Gorman versus Centennial 4. All three of the first games have been great, but I guess, Brewer, how could this be wrecked? What do you think is the most likely way that
the most likely way it could be wrecked is Canyon beating Centennial in the semis.
Not I don't know anything about Hug, but I'm assuming
Hug was down 17 to Carson in the North Championship game, rallied the win. Hug lost to Gorman last year in the state finals, and they were extremely young. And it's a part of Reno that is super athletic, maybe like a Rancho area here in town for the local listeners. But don't discount Canyon so fast. They've got two D1 players in the Davis twins, the Davis brothers. Chris Swanson in the backcourt is a senior. He's great from the line. He's a great distributor. He's a great defender, and he's very fast. Will he match up against the Allen twins? I don't know. could Canyon win on the inside using our theory that Gorman could beat Centennial on the inside? But two things. One, Canyon's hot. No doubt about it. They've won 7 of 8. They're extremely confident. They're young, and they don't have anything to lose. Okay, you could also say, Ray, they're young, and they have no idea what they're going to get into. I could totally see that. Orleans Arena case is a great equalizer, and you're well aware of this. You saw Gorman lose to Bishop Minogue 2 years ago. You see every game that's close. What happens is that the rims are not normal to – it doesn't have the same backdrop of, as a local high school. You've got all that space in the back, and then on one side you've got the big video screen, and it really alters a lot of shots. Canyon, I think, is a team of kids that maybe grew up playing a lot outside, right? And maybe they adjust to it quicker than Centennial, and they could pull off the upset. I could see it happening. I won't pick it later, but I'll tell you right now, if it happened, I wouldn't be shocked.
I know just a couple thoughts on Canyon. I know you already answered this question with me and said it was because of Shaq Carr, but I still have to ask, how is Jordan Davis not on varsity the whole year? I mean, if he's that good, there's still a spot for him. There should be.
He does have a flair for a little immaturity. Cried when he fouled out of the game. Is a little reckless with the basketball and lacks some upper body strength. So would you rather have a guy like that playing 30 minutes a game on the JV or getting spot action behind a guy, a D1 guy on the varsity, knowing that he's got to mature a little bit? I mean,
yeah, I mean, I guess it's not
my – You don't cry when you're down by 6 and you foul out with like 5 minutes to go.
Yeah, it's not my job. It's just my job to talk about it. And me, I've always felt like you want your best players on varsity. I can't believe they couldn't find minutes for this kid. I mean, obviously it worked out there in the state tournament, so not criticizing too much, but I feel like he's shown that he could have probably helped this team. They probably would have lost a game or two less with him – with his influences.
Head scratcher, I agree with you.
And number two, what's going to happen when Carr comes back next year? Can these two coexist?
Well, because Chris Swanson will be out of the equation.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, they'll be able to coexist.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Also, I wanted to make sure we brought up Gorman and Centennial may not even be the most anticipated game this weekend. Saturday, Desert Pines and Clark are expected. They have to win games first. They have – expected to play for the Division 1A state championship. And, man, it really looks to me like Desert Pines is the second-best team in town.
Exactly. And we'll have a story up Thursday talking with the kids at DP and Clark just about how they're probably good enough to beat a Gorman or a Centennial and how they're kind of under the radar and playing, you know, this rural school schedule. And DP beat Clark last week for the Southern Region title of the Division 1A. They were actually up by 20. Clark snapped a 22-game winning streak. They hadn't lost since early December.
I think they lost to Centennial in that game too, right?
Yeah, Centennial like by – yeah, close in early December. And Desert Pines came out and they really smacked them around. Very aggressive and physical. Julian Jacobs showed why he's a D1 player. And Desert Pines, I'm picking to win the title. They're hot right now. They barely lost to Finley Prep. And Clark is great as well. Sir Washington, Deontay Jones. It's just I think that Desert Pines has got that physical style of play that's going to be the difference. But looking forward to the game Saturday,
dude. Right. I think that was the week we didn't have a podcast when they almost beat Finley. So I'm glad you gave them a shout-out for that. I mean, that's ridiculous.
That's
almost
epic.
Beat the number one team in the nation. I know they're disappointed they didn't get it done, but maybe a state championship will help ease the sting, which I'm also picking them to do. I picked them at the beginning of the year, so I don't want to jump off of it now. I know Clark is great, and I think Clark could beat any team in town on a good day. I'm not saying I'd pick them against Gorman, but I think they could beat Gorman. But I'm going Desert Pines. I mean, Clark was down 20 points to them in the first half. That's a lot. I think Julian Jacobs is just I mean, would you give the kid the Player of the Year award for Las Vegas?
I mean, I don't think – if Marcus Allen doesn't get anything called the Player of the Year.
That's true. That's true.
They gotta
well, I mean, I think maybe he's the runner-up.
He is the runner-up. Okay. I agree with you there. And then the only thing I worry – and I mean, we could say how would DP or Clark do against Gorman or Centennial. I think the one problem that Clark and DP have this year is that in their league, you know, going to Moapa, going to Pahrump, going to Virgin, going to Boulder, going to Sunrise Mountain, playing Chaparral, playing Western, you don't get better doing that. And if there's, you know, now they're both in the same, you know, same predicament, so it won't hurt Saturday's game. But if you're saying, how do you think Clark or DP would do against Gorman or Centennial? I still think Gorman and Centennial probably an inch better, just because, as we saw with Clark last Saturday, they haven't really had to turn it on. You know, they're showing up every game knowing it's a win and just having to go out there and basically play with no pressure.
I would normally say that that's a fine argument, but I just think a one-point loss to Finley just wipes all of that off. I mean, how can you say this team hasn't gotten better if they lose by 1 point to the best team in the nation?
Good point.
I mean, 10 guys that are D1. That to me, that opened my eyes, and that's why I think they could beat either of these teams.
And apparently Julian Jacobs had his way in the backcourt against Finley Prep.
And even when we coached our game against Finley Prep, Julian Jacobs was really kind of the only guy that he was our MVP, I would say.
Yeah,
I mean, some other guys had okay games, but he was kind of taking it to him, and we got a bunch of open looks in one quarter because he was driving. We just couldn't knock him down.
We probably set the table for DP to have success.
Exactly, exactly.
On a side note, I did an interview yesterday morning on ESPN Seattle, and they were talking about Nigel Goss. He got named to the McDonald's All-American team. Shout out for that. But going to Washington next year, first question, he's like, yeah, and you got to coach him. How is he a coachable kid?
And I'm like, wow.
Or coach against him. And I'm like, well, it was kind of like a just a fun thing. I don't know if it counts. But.
Wow, that's pretty good. All right, well, do we want to get to the picks, or do we miss anything else to talk about?
Let's get to the picks. Shout out to Nigel for going to the McDonald's and Jordan Brand game. Shout out to Finley Prep. They're undefeated still and number one in the nation. Shout out to DP for keeping it close to Finley. Shout out to DP for beating Clark. Shout out for DP and Clark for putting on a show Saturday. Thank you ahead of time. Looking forward to the Allens, Turley, and Khalil Thompson, given all they have against Gorman on Friday night.
All right, sounds good. So first game in the big school semifinals is Gorman and Hug, I think at 4:40 at the Orleans on Thursday.
Could be 4:40 a.m., and Gorman could play with two guys. I think they win this game.
Yeah, I think Gorman's going to win this game too. I don't know how we've gotten this far without mentioning him. Rashad Muhammad has just come on like crazy lately. He's been their leading scorer, I think, in like – five of the last six games or something. Just really looks
polished.
Yeah, I mean, they Grant was saying Grant Rice, their coach, was saying after the game that he really feels like they've developed a 1-2 punch now down the stretch with Muhammad outside and Zimmerman inside, and then you got kind of the guys that you know are going to complement them well, and Robotham and Kennedy. But that's a pretty good inside outside combo. I think they're going to ride it again here.
I agree with you.
All right, Centennial and Canyon Springs.
And I'm picking Gorman, too, for whatever it's worth.
I thought you already said you're picking Gorman.
Yeah, did I? Okay,
yeah.
Centennial, Canyon Springs. Listen, if you set the line at double digits, I would have to take Canyon in this game. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. Canyon's had some time to rest, where Centennial had to fight off Valley last night, if that means anything. Centennial's going to win, and they're going to make it through to Friday, but I think it's not going to be decided until the fourth quarter. Also, Centennial has a bad habit of starting slow.
Yeah, they do. They've trailed, I think, in two games straight at halftime, and I think they even trailed in the first half of their first game in the playoffs. So they have been starting slow. But I really think they're going to roll here. Even if you made the line, you said double digits, if it was like 10 or 11, I would take Centennial. I just feel like Centennial is – I think they still feel like they have a lot to prove. They want this state championship so bad. Not to say that Canyon Springs doesn't.
Or Gorman doesn't.
Yeah, but I just feel like Canyon Springs, they've already had a phenomenal year by getting here. I got to think they're pretty happy with themselves there, maybe even subconsciously. Not that they aren't going to try to win, but I just think Centennial has more to achieve, and I think they're gonna win this one big.
And Canyon, by the way, just two seniors.
Wow, like the polar opposite of the last time they were in the state tournament.
My story.
They had
12
of 13 seniors.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so then that brings us to Gorman and Centennial in the state.
I'm going to have to take Gorman just because of the Zimmerman factor. Anything can happen, but proof is in the pudding. Centennial's had three cracks at them, and they can't break through.
Yeah, I mean, if my life depended on it, I might take Gorman, but I've put myself in this position all year. I said Centennial was going to win the state championship. I thought they could beat Gorman once. I guess here's the thinking, maybe it'll be the last time. I think Gorman could go down here. I'm going to pick Centennial to get it done. Not confident in it, but I still feel like, despite the three losses, this is one that could go either way.
They got to do it when it matters.
And they can't have a bad first half like they did last time against Gorman. It's amazing they came back to only lose by two, because Gorman looks so much better in the first half at Durango.
Exactly. Folks, this is our last podcast of the high school season, basketball and football. We will return in mid-March. I mean, mid-August, right?
Right.
With our football podcast.
Yeah.
Does that seem right?
Mid-March didn't seem right, but mid-August.
Mid-August. So we want to thank all the coaches, players, and their families for listening and for doing the right thing when you're driving. The Nevada Department of Public Safety was awesome this year in sponsoring the show. And the reason why they're with us is because they care about you guys out there. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel. Don't text when you drive. That's a stupid thing to do. Get to your location, and then you could text.
Thanks for listening.